You have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs, we won't be long, I promise. You know, you're a child of God, you believe in the creator of heaven and earth, and things don't always go as you think they ought to go sometimes. And it's hard. Usually, frustration and disappointment sets in when things don't go the way you think they ought to go and the way I think they ought to go. And it's hard sometimes to defer to God, to defer. Say, God, I don't understand it. You've lived any length of time, you've had a death of a parent or a loved one, and it's hard. It's difficult. Or you have a bad situation that you weren't expecting and you weren't thinking would happen, and it does. And during those times when you find out where your faith is with God. Proverbs chapter 3, we're just going to read a couple verses and we'll make a few comments and we'll be dismissed. But you see here in Proverbs chapter 3, look in verse 5, trust in the Lord. That's who we need to put our confidence in. Put our confidence in God, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who formed man out of nothing, the one who's in control of everything. You read through the Bible and you see where people go through hardships and difficulties and trials and things don't go the way they ought to go. It's hard to trust in God. It's hard to have faith in God. But this is why you need to spend time in your Bible so that when you go through hard times, you've got the faith to depend on. The Bible says faith come by hearing and hearing by what? The Word of God. So the more you have the Word of God in you when situations come up that you're not enjoying or you're not liking or you may not even agree with. I've had Brother Jeff, I don't have to talk to him. I can ask him if he's had things in his life that's happened that he didn't agree with. We all have. Things that we didn't want, we didn't ask for. But God knows best. And that's what this whole thing here about trusting the Lord says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, we want to trust him with what we think he's okay with. God, I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you this, I'll give you that. But it says, with all thine heart. You remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, not my will, but whose? Thine. See, Jesus fully and totally surrendered to God, completely, utterly, totally. Well, wouldn't it be good if we could, who was it? Who was it that said the world is yet to see a man totally surrender to God? Remember who that was? I believe it was D.L. Moody said that. Wasn't that D.L. Moody? And that's an astounding thought. Out of all of God's creation, the world has yet to see a man or a woman totally surrendered to God. And there's been some good, I mean, you think about the Apostle Paul. He was probably one of the most surrendered and submitted. But even he said, I do those things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things that I should do. We can all relate to that. Right. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and this is the hard part, and lean not to thine own understanding. See, anytime a situation comes up, anytime a circumstance comes up, we automatically, how are we going to get out of this? How are we going to fix this? How am I going to take care of this? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? You know, you can worry yourself to death. You know what we had happen one time? Emily was with us. David was with us. Ruth is not here today. Andy was with us. We were traveling. And I don't know if y'all remember this. We were traveling, was going down to see my parents, and the car broke down. And we didn't have no money. I remember praying in the car. I said, God, now you know, I ain't got no money. I don't know how we're going to fix this. Car broke. And God worked out every detail.
Amen.
I don't have time to get into it. I churched it.
Amen, bro.
See, you don't experience that if you just don't. I had to surrender. I didn't have no money. I mean, I had nobody. I didn't know anybody. We were in Cleveland, Tennessee. I don't know nobody in Cleveland, Tennessee. Didn't know anybody. Didn't know what to do.
Right. But God did.
But God did. Yeah. And I don't know if they remember. I prayed in the car and said, God, you're my God. I chose you as my God. And now, God, I'm coming to you as your child. And I need some help. So God, I don't know how we're going to fix. I don't know how you're going to fix this. I don't know how you're going to get me out of it. Because I believe I'm in the will of God. I believe it's right for me to go down and spend some time with my parents, take my kids. They can see the grandkids. We weren't doing anything out of the will of God. And I said, God, You're going to have to fix this.
Right.
And I had a peace that come over me that it was going to be okay. And guess what? I'm standing here today. None of us died.
Amen.
We didn't get robbed, beat up, stolen, killed. God took care of it.
Amen.
And sometimes you got to do this. Trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding.
Amen.
But boy, we're so quick to do that. How am I going to fix this? Who am I going to call? What am I going to take care of? Y'all, a church, I can't even get into it. We were fully and completely. We were given a hotel room. We were given food. We were taken care of. The car was fixed.
Amen.
No money.
Amen.
How do you do that, God?
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine understanding. In how many of our ways?
Oh.
Even the difficult, the hard, the ones we don't understand, the ones that we don't agree with. See, if God would have said, hey, y'all want to have a breakdown halfway down there in the middle of winter? Don't know nobody? Car just died. I'm talking about lights. I mean, shut it down.
Yep.
I'm just going down the road. No power. Had to get it over. And a car comes to a stop. If God said, boy, would you like to have that happen? I'm, no, God, I don't want that to happen. Listen, I can give you story after story of things. But you only get that by just totally surrendering to God. Sometimes we don't allow God to do the miracles in our life because we got the plastic, or we got somebody we can call, or we got somebody we can fix. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, there is nothing like being totally, wholly, completely dependent upon God.
Amen.
I mean, for everything.
Amen.
For it all. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him for who He is and what He is.
Amen.
And He, watch it, shall direct thy path.
Amen.
So anything that happens to you, any direction you go, if you are following God and His will, He is obligated to direct you, to guide you, and to provide for you.
Amen.
It's just a matter of trusting Him.
Right.
It's not always easy,
but
it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
And it always comes out. You know, we generally get ourselves in the biggest messes when we try to fix the mess.
Right.
You ever seen a little kid make a mess and then they try to clean it up?
Right.
That's how we are with God. We make a mess in the kitchen. We got a little flour, you know, and we try to clean it up instead of letting a parent come in who knows how to clean it up, who knows how to take care of it, who knows how to get it, you know. But we're like that little kid, got flour on her head and egg on her face and stuff strode everywhere, but we tried to fix it.
Right.
We tried to clean it up. You know, sometimes it just does us good to come to God with all the mess, put it in a wheelbarrow, and say, God, here's the mess.
Right.
Will you clean it up?
Amen.
Will you take care of it?
Amen.
Because I obviously keep making mistakes. I obviously keep messing up. I obviously keep learning. Sometimes, you know, when you're in class and you're supposed to advance to the next grade, you take a test and you fail. You know what happens, right? You start, I mean, if you fail the fifth grade, what happens? You going to sixth grade next year, you going to fifth grade. So many times I believe God's got tests for us, and we can't pass the grade because we're not learning from it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, we're physical beings. We don't see God. We don't touch God. James, Peter, Paul, James, John, they all taught, they touched the Lord. They got to walk with Him. They got to hear Him. They got to see Him. But we do it with the Word of God.
Yeah.
We, by faith, listen, you realize we got more revelation than John, Peter, James, John.
Yep.
We got way more revelation than they ever got.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
In the beginning was the Word, and was the Word with God, and the Word was God. You can get as much, you can have a closer relationship with God than James, John, and Peter, and all those guys, Matthew, and all those guys deal with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus wasn't always with them. You've always got this book.
Amen.
You've always got the Word of God with you. So I just want to challenge you this morning, just to encourage you.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Even when you don't understand, when things don't go well, when the washing machine tears up, the car tears up, the health is bad. And listen, there's some people with some serious situations. There's people going through life altering. All you can do is trust God.
Amen.
And somehow, I've said this a few times in preaching, and I'm about to close. Y'all know this is a job interview for the millennium. how much we're faithful and trust and believe God. I've always said this. When we get to heaven, we'll wish we would have trusted God more.
Amen.
We'll wish we would have just deferred to God and said, God, whatever happened, not my will, but thine, Lord.
Amen.
And it's hard to do. I mean, it's not, but that's why you've got to come to church, to be encouraged, to be challenged. Y'all, we encourage you. It's why you read your Bible. It's why you pray. It's why you spend time with God. Amen.
Amen.
You know what this world does when it goes through a situation that's hard, difficult? It's frustrating. They take drugs.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many funerals I go to and people are zoned out. They're zombies. That's the only way they can do. If you're a child of God, the Bible says we're not to sorrow as others which have what?
That's right.
No hope.
Yeah.
They don't understand how we can have a celebration at a funeral. Yes, we miss them. Yes, we want them back.
Yeah.
But man, we know. Pastor Estep died. I know some of y'all don't know him. He was our pastor in Ohio. Went to Bible college. He is walking the streets
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
The Apostle Paul said, "What is your lot?" Says, "For I reckon the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
Amen.
We have an opportunity in this life to just by faith trust Him. God is going to owe no man anything.
Amen.
He is not going to be indebted to any of us.
Amen.
And whatever we've done for Him, it will be repaid. He said, whosoever shall be last shall be first, and that shall be first shall be last.
That's right.
Just let this crazy world do whatever this crazy world does.
Yeah.
Surrender to God, believe in God, have faith in God, have confidence in God. And God will make all of your wishes, all of your dreams, all of the fantasies of your life are going to get fulfilled one day. You're going to have it all. It's just not going to be in this life. If Christians could get a hold of that, we try to make utopia here. We try to make paradise here. We want a nice house here. We want a nice car here. And I'm not against those things. But don't put our treasures here. Don't put our whole reason for living is in this short 100-year life. If you live to 100, you're going to be lucky. We're going to spend eternity with God.
Amen.
So whatever we give to Him now, He's going to reward us later. We have to believe that by faith. For I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall... Do you believe that?
Amen.
So whatever happens in our life, whatever conflict, whatever difficulties, whatever hardships, whatever, it's not worthy. Don't get blown out by it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall.
Amen.
We just got to stick with it.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do again thank You for who You are, Father. And thank You, God, that You're such a good and kind and gracious. And forgiving. Lord, we fail You in so many ways. Lord, we don't have we say we're Christians. We say we're believers. We say we go to church. We say we have a Bible. So many times, God, we truly don't defer to You. We don't yield. We don't give in. We fight, resist, doubt, worry, fret, stress over the smallest things, God. Lord, may we as a body of believers, God, may we come to You as a church and just say, not our will, Lord, but Thine be done in every aspect of our life, in all our ways, every one of them, from the time we open our eyes till the time we close them. God, help us to be Christians that are surrendered and submitted to You and wholly and totally yielded to You, Father, in every aspect. Lord, I pray, Father, as we're dismissed again, I pray for Brother Bowen, Father. I'm sure he's going to be okay, God, but Lord, I know it's probably a scary thing for him, Lord. God, I pray, Father, as we leave these doors, Lord, may we have a difference. May we be a light in a dark, cold, cruel world, Father. It seems like this world is getting darker and darker by the minute.
Yes.
This world is moving further and further from You at a pace that I have never seen in my life. There are churches that are totally, wholly given over to apostasy now, Father. God, that stood for the truth just a few years ago. It just seems to be the flow and the direction of this whole world. But God, may we resist it. May we fight against it. And God, may we forever and totally, wholly remain submitted to You. Pray You bless us as we're dismissed now, Father, as we go. Watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.